This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
On the phone with John Mangione.
Oh yeah, it's time. What's up, fam? Welcome to On the Phone with John Mangione. We're about to call one of the most successful comedians of all time. I'm talking about George Lopez. I'm so freaking pumped. All right, let's call George Lopez. Hello?
John, I have George here for you.
Let's do it. Thanks, bro. What's up, George?
How do you feel about New York being demolished and all these high-rises going up?
Oh, man, it sucks. The air rights. You can't see any views anymore, dude.
You can't see anything.
Nothing.
What are we looking at? Something downtown. Oh, in front of 30 Rock. They built that big thing in front of 30 Rock where you could probably see forever, and now there's this huge, you know, they don't look anything like traditional Manhattan, but
it's insane. You know, the construction is endless. I moved to Harlem for a little bit during COVID. I had this beautiful view of like this train trestles. It actually looked like an upstate New York kind of vibe. And then like after 3 months, they built a fucking hospital right up there. I gotta save lives, but we're on the phone with George Lopez. Dude,
that's hilarious.
It is such an honor. Thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with me this morning.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I was always kind of a little bit uncomfortable with myself my whole life. And then at some point, man, you just got to be like, hey, dude, just relax, man. Just enjoy it. I mean, you worked hard for it.
I feel like I'm going through that right now. Maybe you could help me. Maybe give me some therapy. You know, I don't know what it is. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm a lot as a human being, but I'm trying to realize not everybody's going to like me. I've gotten this far in my life being myself.
You know what? I think anybody that's listening, that is the whole thing. You know, I think once you're able to not be concerned about whether somebody, what they think of you, yes or no, I think you can live. You know, you go to a fast food restaurant, you don't go to a certain place because that person is there. That person doesn't like me. He's never nice to me. I mean, we kind of live our whole lives just kind of thinking about who's concerned with us when nobody's concerned with us.
I saw online the other day, like a doctor of psychology was saying to always remind yourself, you're not in trouble. No one's mad at you. Just keep living and do your damn thing. Dude, I got to see you at the Laugh Factory a few years back when I visited California. You were electric, amazing. It took the crowd, though, maybe 7 minutes. Like, they were applauding so loud. You were like, all right, enough. What's that like on the other end of it, just like waiting for the crowd to simmer down?
I know, man. I can't even know what the combination of that is. I think it's recognition for one, but also, you know, a lot of times in anything, you know, your hype precedes a person, you know, and things diminish as you get older. I mean, you know, you can't help it, but I think I've always been a real fan of stand-up, and, you know, my writing's not that intricate, but it does connect, so I think it's just, if you went to a boxing match and the dude threw punches for 7 minutes, you'd be like, this guy is the best fighter I've ever seen.
Oh, my
God.
You
just kind of chop at it. They're not long stories. They're not, you know, Like, I got in trouble with the Secret Service for some remarks, and then it was all over the news, and I walked up on stage, and because they said I'd put a bounty on a leader, and then I said, well, that's the last time I give anybody an estimate, and I mean, it's just going
crazy. It's a live comedy show. You never know what's going to happen. I want to tell you a funny story.
And you really never know what's going to happen.
From that night that I saw you at the Laugh Factory, I think Craig Robinson, you know, from the Daryl from The Office, did a surprise set.
Right.
And he didn't announce that he was going on. So I go to the bathroom. And you know that bathroom at the Laugh Factory is like the size of a closet.
Right.
I go in there. Craig Robinson's taking a piss. I'm like, holy shit, that's Daryl from The Office. I go to take a piss next to him. And I'm thinking, like, am I going to say I'm a huge fan as we're both taking a piss? I decided not to. Which makes me curious. Has anybody recognized you in a bathroom?
Well, you know, I went to an adult bookstore in Vancouver. And when the show, my first show first started, I said, bah. You know, a guy looks up, he's reading the paper, George Lopez. I mean, so yeah, yes. I mean, I think everywhere.
I didn't.
I think at a certain point, the bathroom is just like a, you know, everybody's going to recognize you. But I mean, it's just, it's pretty bizarre. I mean, the idea of that, and there's more media now. And, you know, I'm not that savvy in social media. I think, you know, mine is more into that. And they're all very good at it. But I mean, I enjoy it. And you know, and so it's, and also, like, you know, it's a blessing to be back on TV and still do stand up,
yes.
And then to work with my daughter is something that's just beyond whatever my imagination was. And then you have to be good. Like, I have to be good and she has to be good.
Yeah, it's so cool that you get to do a TV show with your daughter. Also, we're so excited for season 3 of Lopez versus Lopez.
It's a really, really great time in our lives, I would say.
It's such a special show, and the fact you got to do that with your daughter, it seems like it's the most fun you've ever had on this show.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's hard to find. I mean, everybody's trying to put a good team. You know, the draft, you know, the draft of people, you know. So, you know, there you're structured to the losers trying to be better. And this one, you know, you have so many more actors than I had to choose from in the 20 years ago or 22 years ago when my first show first started. So everybody's great. You know, Selenas was on Orange is the New Black. And then, you know, Matt Shively was, you know, a kid actor. And then I have the best kid actor who has ever probably worked, you know, Bryce Gonzalez and the Anki Boys and all that kid's like this huge social media influencer.
You got him on TikTok, right?
I got him off of TikTok.
Amazing.
Thank you. I mean, it's been a crazy for the whole world. I mean, you know, pandemic, and then you know, out there for us, we had the strike, and it affects everything. I mean, you think everything affects that. Everything is connected to everything. So the fact that, you know, we're on NBC, which I love, I've loved my whole life, and people are coming back and finding broadcast TV. It's, you know, it's almost like, hey, go out there to all the clubs, go look and see what they got. A lot of lights, a lot of flashing stuff, a lot of shows. You know, Bruce Springsteen had that song about 53 channels and nothing on. Uh-huh. It's almost the same thing with streaming. And then you always come back to broadcast TV. I would think it's just something that we've all, everybody in the world has seen it, and everybody feels comfortable with it.
I mean, you do TV, you do, you never stop working. Do you ever take a second to just rest?
I have to say that July 1st to the 14th, I joined a golf club in Ireland, so I'm going to try to go every year. I went last year, and this is my second year in a row.
Oh, you're a good golfer? You golfing over in Ireland?
Well, they didn't ask me if I was a good golfer. They asked me, do you want to join the club? Then you hit these golf balls that have the logo of, you know, there's a rock there, and there's a hole in the rock. And then tradition is that a man would put his hand through the rock and shake another man's hand, and they would say, it's set in stone. That's where that whole thing came from.
No shit.
That's where the handshake came from.
No way.
So you put your hand through that hole, and you shook his hand, and that car started to leak oil. The engine didn't work, but you're on your own.
Oh, George Lopez, we appreciate you taking the time, bro. You're the man. Thank you.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you, brother.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. How sick. Wow, imagine golfing with George Lopez. That'd be fun. Hey, thank you so much for listening to my little podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe. Can you even like and subscribe on a podcast? Until next time, it's On the Phone with John Mangione. Can we do that little outro? Yeah, there it is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.